Can I get name first and position?
I'm Presley Borja, working as a lab supervisor at Science Building.
Okay. Question that I have is, I was just wondering, you know, like I mentioned, UOG parking has been a problem.
Yes.
Can you give some examples of, you know, locations where these problems are happening? Examples?
Yeah, here, in front of the science building, you know, where students park outside of the fence. That could be a dangerous situation. For example, when I'm going out,
yeah,
you cannot see the oncoming traffic.
So that's another problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Any other areas that you see?
Yes. And sometimes some students park so far away from their classroom, and so they have to, like, run.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I was looking at the map of where the overflow parking is, and the only one that's closest to here is the one that's across. Yeah, like around the Dean Circle area. And then the other one is the one next to the field house.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any other places on campus that can be considered an overflow parking possibility?
None that I know of.
Okay. What do you suggest as far as improvement in regards to parking? What are some solutions that you have for this parking problem? Do you have any suggestions?
Some students or some people or some staff would just do carpool. There's going to be less.
There's been talk also about how they can pay for the parking.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
What do you think about that?
You know, if you ask for parking fees, it's just going to be a burden to the student.
Right.
Do you know how they're in financially?
Yeah.
Everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, with me, I'm working, so if I pay parking, then I'm fine with it. As long as the fee is not so expensive.
Yeah, I know.
But for students who are, really trying to get by, it's really hard.
What do you do to try to avoid that issue of not being able to find parking?
I'm the morning person, so I come here early. So before 8 o'clock, I'm here, so I have no problem with working.
So when does it normally get busy?
Around
the parking?
8:15, so 8:20.
Around 7 or so, so
it's still okay. So, like, myself and Ati Julie, we always come in early.
Okay.
So, we always park at the front of the building.
Is that also why, you know, some people, they don't want to leave because they don't want to lose the parking,
yes,
you know?
True. That's why we just bring our food. So we just eat in our office. So we don't lose parking. And then if we go to the next building, we just walk. That's good exercise.
That's true. I mean, that's why, just some students are telling me, every time I leave, I'm afraid to leave.
Yeah, that's true.
Any suggestions as far as what you think they can improve on here? As far as, just to make sure people that are willing to stay, you know, is there something they can do to keep them here so they don't choose to leave to go and get down somewhere else or something?
I mean, you could always walk to the student center.
Yeah.
And just crosswalk with you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And there are already nearby stores, I believe, nearby restaurants.
That they can walk to?
Yeah. Okay.
Just wanted to find out your opinion about the parking. You know, what are your concerns and with that here at UOG?
I think the concern for now is that they close off that one parking over here next to the warehouse.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think but then the good thing is they added the overflow parking next to the field house as well to compensate for the lack of parking there.
So what do you think about that parking itself? Or?
I think it's good that they added an overflow parking, but then it's not the best because it's all like rocks and dirt. And when the wind blows, the car gets all dusty. So I guess that they would kind of fix it up, make it nicer, then that overflow parking wouldn't be much of a problem for the students.
I mean, I saw an article back in October, a Trident School article, because they were doing something about the parking, the thing that deals with the thing that was sent out about the required the parking situation in regards to, they did a story back in October about that. So what I wanted to find out was like, you know, what they were saying was that place, some people were saying that place would be good, the one next to the field house wasn't good to do anyway because it's muddy, too far from classes.
I think most people have classes at like SBPA, HFS, DC.
Okay.
So like if you have classes there and the only available parking is next to the field house, then it'll be a long walk. And it'll also be troublesome if it's raining because it'll fall in the mud.
What about the parking here outside the fence?
Outside the fence, that was also an issue. I recall that some people park along the grass outside the fence.
Yeah.
And some of their cars got towed because they're not allowed to park.
Okay. Are they still towing?
I don't think students are parking there anymore. So it's already halfway through the semester. And I have to find that maybe some students are dropping classes. So there'll be more parking available.
So what do you think, what are your personal issues with parking?
I think
for you.
For me?
Yeah, what are your
issues? Parking is not really an issue.
Okay.
Well, maybe just the parking at the field house.
Yeah.
Because of all the grain and mud.
Mm.
But it's not really an issue if you come to school early. Because, yeah.
What about those students that have those classes that are a little later?
A little later?
Yeah.
How is that a read? When people leave,
yeah.
They let us know the class schedule. I remember class ends, for example, if you have at 11,
yeah.
You know that students end class at 10:50.
Yeah.
So especially people to school around that 10, because you will see a lot of people leaving the campus, they should find parking there.
What about that parking across the HSS?
The grass area?
Yeah, or in the gravel area right there. There's a gravel area like right across the fine arts.
Oh yeah, that's
that area. What do you think about that overflow parking?
The parking like in between the fine arts?
Past the road, yeah, across the road from the fine arts. There's another parking spot there.
Right,
no, okay, you know where fine arts building is, right? The main road up across the main road.
Yeah.
There's a parking, overflow parking there. Yeah. So really, there's only, like, two. Yeah.
I think,
I was looking at the map, there's only really two overflow parking lots.
Oh, yeah.
And the one you said, the one over at the field house.
Yeah, and the one across the, beach.
Have you had a chance to park there, or didn't you?
I always park there.
Where?
Next to the warehouse. But there's the parking here has like issues with the lines because it gets confusing.
Yeah, okay, so that, so, I mean, does the area here get busy too?
Yeah, it's over quickly. I think by 9:30 or by 10. Like, parking.
And when does it actually start dying down?
Dying down? I think, it dies down around...
Where, meaning like when there's more parking available.
Like 2 p.m.
Between the 2 p.m. Yeah. Yeah. But that's already towards the end of school.
Yeah, that's because everyone's leaving. But then at, because people usually have class at 9:30, and
yeah.
Then at 12:30.
Yeah.
So usually the parking is still full at those times. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just confusing because, yeah.
Have you heard anything about, you know, about parking as far as how to improve it? You know, have you heard anything from the students or faculty or staff about that? Any hearsay or whatever?
Not.
Or any, like, rumors?
hurricane?
Yeah.
Not that I heard of. I just heard people complain because when they don't get a good parking spot, they have to walk far just to get to their car.
I mean, some people say parking, you know, walking is good for students and stuff, but I just wonder, I mean, you know, is it because are we just so used to being so close to a class that we can't walk, or is that why they're complaining? I mean, of course it'd be a great preference for us to have, you know, parking close to our classes, but in reality, I think that's really hardly the case. I mean, if you really think about off-island campuses, you know, yeah, I mean, they all usually walk, even if they have a really huge campus. They still, you know, some of these campuses too, like UH, Manoa, they have parking fees.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that, if UNG were to consider, you know?
Parking fees?
Yeah.
Yeah. The people in turn would have a lot of complaints.
Because already the thing is growing and they're scary. You know, or what about, because, you know, like a yearly fee, you know, because it obviously, the funny thing is, in UH, I mean, they charge like a $15 fee between the 1st and the 16th of the month. And then, like, another, and then, of course, it's like, for the whole month, it's like $30.
Just for parking?
You know, and then, it's so, but then it grows every
semester,
but they do get a refund back at the end of the year. Now I think they get like okay, so like if I say it was $598 overall total, right? You get like $588 back. So really it's like they keep like $10. You get a 90% refund or something like that. As an example. It could be different, you know, but I kind of look at it, like, I was looking at the price quote I found online about it, like, all the different parking fees that they have. Because, doesn't GCC have that, dude?
Okay. Not sure, but I don't think they have parking fees.
Or what about that idea? I was thinking there was an idea or something. What about policing? I mean, look, we have these IDs, right? We have student IDs. You know, isn't there a way for us to, like, validate that, you know, for parking, like reserve parking for students, and since what good is a card for aside from the services provided here? Couldn't that be another added service? Parking. What do you think about that?
I think it's gonna be difficult for like implement it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then also, I guess, because the implement, you have to, like, put up those signs.
Yeah, yeah, reserve parking for, do they reserve for staff or...
Yeah, so it's like, adds more work to it. Then it's also going to be difficult because not all the time that security is going to check up on
Yeah, in fact, there's only probably 2G4S cars at the time.
Yeah, and the thing is, if they park there, but then there's no one in the car, or they're going to... Like check,
oh, it's good in the lodge. Well, that's why they have those
placards.
Oh, the placards? You know, make it make it look like one of those accessibility placards.
Oh, like the ones you hang on there.
Yeah. But it's not an accessibility placard, it's a placard to say you're a student, faculty, or staff. Or even a sticker. You know, that you're putting on the car. You know, that could indicate to them that you're a student, faculty, or staff. You know. And that's the reason why they pay for that fee.
Mm-hmm.
The 50 or 30 or whatever, 590 whatever fee. It's for that placard.
Isn't that really like the Temple Pink campus, right?
I think it is.
So I think that's like another issue that...
Because they do have the, you know... Because they use it in the field house for other events. Yeah, you're right. If it was a closed campus,
then I think that'd be
easier to police.
Yeah,
that's the only issue.
Yeah.
Huh. But see, that's another issue too, because it's an open campus. why do you think you have a lot of breakage? You know what I mean? It's an open campus, so how do we keep these people out? That's what I'm looking at.
Because the gate over here next to the house, that was the one they closed off at night and during the weekend on Sundays. But then the other side, there's no gate because there's also housing areas down there at the Marine Lab.
Oh, there are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, that's what, I guess that's
what makes
sense
in
the campus, because even though...
Because people need access to that space.
Yeah. And also the students in the dormitory,
they can
go
out. Yeah.
And the gates are closed,
so you can go to the area. Okay. Yeah. I just kind of figured out, like, what's the thing? You know, like, there's got to be another, you know, I know people are always going to complain about stuff.
Yeah.
Especially parking. Parking seems to be the one thing they will have an issue about. But... that's the reason I'm trying to do this first. So I want to try to figure out what people think about this issue. Or is it even an issue to think about? You know?
It's just people who, think I'm going to talk
to. And what about this? I've heard people saying, you know, even professors are complaining because lack of parking causes them to be late for class.
Oh,
yeah. You know? I mean, we allow them 15 minutes to get to class, you know?
Yeah.
But, and then, I guess, the thing here, too, is if you're a doctor, you're given more time to get to class.
Yeah.
When, you know, and that's, I understand about that, but, I mean, you know, parking here is a problem, so in that sense. Like, I mean, yeah, you're right. Some people don't really look at it as a problem if you do get here early. Enough. I just look at what about the ones that have later classes. I mean, yeah. And, you know, what do you think about that? Like, what if they actually, like, post in these parking areas, like, when is the most heaviest traffic filled? And when is the most open times? You know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
That would probably have a problem, wouldn't it?
No, not quite a little, but... like, not a lot, because since people read it, then I think almost everyone will go to the time that it's not a...
that it's going to make it, it's going to just make it work, because during the time they normally...
say, from 11 to 11:20, there's going to be more parking than the students, staff, and faculty are going to actually go at this time, but then... and everyone's going to miss them.
Right. So I guess you kind of, like, you have to gauge it yourself and say, oh, okay, now I know this time is a good time. And then you tend to keep that to yourself. You're like, you're the only one that catches it.
Wasn't it, I think the people just came parking is an issue because they don't want to park at the storehouse. Or they don't park there. But then, like, if you look at it, there's more than an issue. You can start asking,
kind of
fix it up,
maybe
ask somebody,
so,
utilize
them this way. Okay. So, can I first get your name, and I guess, you know, your, what's your major?
My name is Kevin Martinez, and I'm at a college biology major, sir.
And what grade are you?
Junior, sir.
Okay, so, what is your opinion about parking here at EOG?
I think parking would be a major issue because recently for us in the biology building or the science building, we used to park outside in the grass, but they closed it off because they had a section so they needed to park. So that significantly increased the amount of parking area that we had. So some of us resorted to parking outside the gate, but in the beginning of the semester, they started giving tickets if you parked outside the gate. But the sign's still there, and but people still do it, and eventually they stop. And they may be overflow parking, but it's kind of a difficult situation because it's still relatively far from the building, especially if it's sliding to the lane.
Yeah.
And the area behind the field house, that area is really far, and it has a tendency to get pretty muddy.
Okay, so how do you kind of, like, avoid that issue? I mean, if you know, do you drive here?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, so how do you, what do you do to avoid not being able to find parking?
I can't do anything. If I come here and there's no parking, then I have to park wherever I can park, even if it's far away from the building that I'm supposed to be at.
How does that kind of affect you personally?
So, for me, I guess I don't really mind the extra walk, but it's just a little bit tedious, especially in hot days. But it becomes a problem if the weather's not too good, particularly if it's raining. And if my laptop's in my bag like that, then
yeah.
I'm a little bit worried.
What are some of the things that you've heard other people say about parking?
I know even the professors are having a difficult time, because sometimes our professors wait to class because he's trying to find parking.
Yeah, true, true.
And the overflow parking I park at is the one near Dean Circle, but that one has a tendency to fill up too.
Yeah.
And nobody really wants to park in the one all the way to the field house, because that was really hard.
Well, then just based on, you know, you've been around the campus, right? Where would you think would be a good place for another overflow parking?
Well,
or if they were to create some sort of like multi-level parking space?
Well, for the people in the parents' building, you could just park on the grass.
Yeah.
But they blocked it off because they have because they're intending to build a park there or make it a park. But
is that what it is, a park, or is it supposed to be another building or something?
They said it was supposed to be a park. They're going to make that space. Park where the students can go sit and study, but I think it would better serve as a parking spot, because that area is pretty wide, and I remember before they blocked it off, a lot of people would park there, not just the science building people, but because it extended out towards the entrance gate to a field house.
Okay, and that would be closest to where though? I mean, if that was considered another parking area, what do you think that would benefit? Which areas would you think that benefit?
That would benefit the people in the science building, the
uh-huh.
people in the health science building, the people in the math department houses also.
Okay. What about, what would you recommend for those in the English and communications and also the HSS area? Is there a parking area there a possible parking spot that they could?
Well, with them, the overflow parking is just across the street, but it's still kind of, I guess it's a little bit hard too, especially if the weather's hot too.
Yeah.
Convenient. But I guess in their situation, the only really convenient parking they have is the parking directly in front of them, but that one fills up pretty quickly.
True. Any suggestions as far as what possible improvements, I mean, or even ideas of what you think the administration can do to improve that situation?
I'm not really sure, the overflow parking was a good idea, but I guess the way they situated it wasn't the best. Primarily the one near the field house. We and my other classmates talk about it, and none of us really want to park there at all.
There was a talk that I've heard about possibly paying for parking? You know, some universities in the States do that. Or even, I think GCC does that as well, you know. Or even, like, let's say, is there a way for them to kind of police that?
Well, I think I went to GCC for a long time before.
Uh-huh.
And I know I have friends who go to GCC, and
yeah.
they have a parking pass. So then they just pay for the parking pass. I think that just allows them.
Okay.
But when I went there, I didn't go for the parking pass, but I still parked there anyways.
And what do you think about that idea? Like, what if we created some sort of, like, you know, is there a way to kind of police it where, you know, students would have to show, actual students of UOG, which would have to show their ID to say, or your staff, faculty, show their ID saying that they are, you know, meant to be here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Would that be a good way to police the parking?
That would be a really big hassle to try and police the entire parking area. So
yeah.
For that one, since I usually see G4S drive around, they can just opt for, I guess, GCC has a, it's similar to handicap placard sign that
yeah.
you hang on your rear view mirror.
Right,
something
right.
like that. Since they usually drive around, they can just look for it. But to pay for parking, I don't think that would be too reasonable, since college is already expensive as is, and then
no, understood.
Not everybody, or like, for
Or like, what about those like little, you know, the parking meters type of thing?
Because I'm pretty sure some people wouldn't be able to, if they're tight on their budget.
That's true. But I mean, if this was something like I said, if there was a way, what do you think about that? If there was a way for them to like, just, you know, like if we have to flash our ID to show that we're here. I mean, that's the reason why we have these student IDs, right? I mean, wouldn't that be a possible kind of fix for this? I mean, it may not be a perfect fix, but isn't that something that they could consider?
To flash it in front of, like, the
people. Yeah, you know, or maybe, like, if there's a staff member they can assign to keep track of the parking for each area, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that seems plausible.
Because, I mean, that's what I'm looking at, like, I understand. I mean, what I've also heard is that some people would have to force themselves to come early.
Oh yeah.
To catch the perfect spot.
Yeah.
But what about that? Let's say you've got your spot. What happens if, let's say, you needed to go and get something to eat?
That's another problem, because usually we try and figure out who's gonna drive.
Yeah.
But because we have a good parking spot, we're kind of deterred to leave.
So what do you do about that? If, let's say, you're...
We just usually go for the person who has the worst parking. But worst comes to worst, then we just give it up and just hopefully find another parking spot.
Do you guys ever look at... I mean, would you consider maybe going around... aren't there some shops around here you can go and get food at or whatever? Like, even in walking distance? I mean, not only like the cafeteria or whatever, but like just outside the gate or something.
Sometimes you just walk to the spot in the campus corner to watch subway a little bit further. Half of us are too, and the thing is, the weather can be unpredictable.
Yeah, true.
Because once we walked to the store and then it started raining.
Yeah. You did that?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we couldn't walk straight back to school. We had to wait for the rain to die out before we can actually...
And you gotta basically leave, like, if you do plan to do that, you gotta make sure there's a big gap before your next class.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what do you think about that? Like, any suggestions about, like possible, like, food vendors they can probably bring in to give, you know, students more choices?
I don't think there's too much
lost
in there.
Or at least, you know, that they can kind of put around campus. You know what I mean? That doesn't have to be at the cafeteria.
I guess that seems like a good
idea. Because I know there was this thing about them planning to update the student center. You know, so I'm assuming with that update, of course, there's going to be more areas for vendors as well. But, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, parking here too. I mean, wouldn't a multi-level parking garage be better than an overflow?
Yes, a multi-level parking garage would be better, but it's
going
to be difficult to factor in the time to take risks actually being built.
Yeah.
And it's also something that I can thought of factoring the budget. Because a multi-level parking garage, and when you come here, like,
That's true.
I guess for now the overflow parking is a temporary fix, but while they're using it as a temporary fix, they should start on like a better solution already. Like
What about that? Like, any suggestions that you've heard from people that have been playing about parking? Any, have they kind of given you any suggestions, but, you know, in passing?
Well, from what I've heard though, they're actually planning to. I don't know if it's true, but people are saying they're going to change the math warehouses to the multi-level parking garage area. But...
The math area?
Yeah, the math warehouses, but then where would you put the math people?
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're going to put a multi-level parking garage, where would you put it to?
So there has been talk about a multi-level parking lot. Huh. Okay. So, I mean... But I'm talking about, like... Have you heard, like, from your friends or anyone that's giving you any suggestions? Like, you know, well, they should do this or that. What did...
Honestly, not really, because most of my friends are graduating from here, too. So
yeah.
We're just putting up.
That's kind of the thing, right? That's really kind of the thing we can do.
is basically put up with it, but that's the honest truth. It is sad to say.
I know.
So that's why we're just basically putting up with it already.
Oh wow, man! That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I know this has been a major issue for a lot of students. So I just wanted to make sure that when we're writing this story, that you know, it continues to show that it is an issue. Yeah. What would you like to kind of like leave with as far as like your opinion, overall opinion about the situation?
Really bad, and I guess it would help to take some consideration what some people are saying. I guess for our science people, or like people in science building, it's such a way of really moving in terms of what the hopes of training into a park, but I mean, what's more
a park or a parking
or parking for students?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of us have the same feeling that people who want to really use that thing as a park.
Yeah.
And I mean, they blocked it off already right now, but nobody's even saying that. So this basically,
I thought that was actually the spot for the next engineering, the engineering building.
That's not what I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's what I thought, but again, I could be wrong, but...
Well, whatever they're going to build there, if they're going to build something there, I would hope that it would build it soon.
It probably won't be until the next 10 years or so.
I mean, it doesn't really make sense to block it off.
No. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, honestly, at least if they can show that they're actually doing something with it right now. I mean, if you can see some sort of construction happening.
But nothing.
Man, hey, thank you again for it, man. I really appreciate it.